Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. John chapter number 3 tonight. John chapter number 3. I want to say how privileged and honored I am to be back with you this week. Amen. Thanking the Lord for all that He has been doing. Those that have been filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. What a time we've been having. Amen. Aren't you glad to be a part of Calvary? Pentecostal church. That's what we are. Amen. I'm not ashamed of what I am in God. Amen. I love the church. I love the things of God. Amen. I'm so glad to be here tonight. Give honor to your good pastor and first lady. We love and appreciate them so very much tonight. Love their entire family. Amen. There's so many motes that preach. They're about to take over the world. Amen. Amen. We love the motes. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for His goodness and His blessings tonight. Amen. I want to try to give you what I feel on my heart for this service. Amen. I feel like God wants to talk to somebody in this house tonight. John the 3rd chapter and verse number 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily." Anytime you see those two words, the Lord's wanting you to pay attention. Somebody needs to pay attention tonight. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot," someone say cannot, "enter into the kingdom of God." I'd say that's very important. Anybody want to go to heaven? I want to go to heaven. Verse 6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus, this is the man that the Lord has been addressing, but he's really addressing all of humanity. "But Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel?" You mean you teach other people and you don't understand this? He said, "Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily," here he says it again, "verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness." It's a dangerous thing to not receive the word of the Lord. Verse 12, "If I had told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" By the help of the Lord here tonight, I want to try to deliver to you what I feel on my heart. I want to talk to us from this subject tonight. Your response to heavenly things. Your response to heavenly things. Amen. Could you put your Bible down? Could you lift up your hands and your voice? Come on, church. I want us to pray right now. Let's ask for open hearts and open minds right now. Mikala. Need you, God. Come on, open up that mouth and call on the Lord. We want to hear, Lord. Give us ears to hear. We don't want to be lost, God. Lord, we want to be saved. Come on, cry out to the Lord like you want to be saved. Above all else. I want to hear you say, well done, Lord. I want to make it on in, God. Come on, put those hands together and give God praise. You may be seated tonight. We live in a world that is filled with spiritual dullness tonight. Has anybody ever heard the phrase, that was a mile wide and an inch deep? Amen. I've heard things said before that had a whole lot of words to it, not necessarily God's words, but had a whole lot of fluff to it, but it had no depth whatsoever. We live in a world tonight that is replete with spiritual dullness. People can sit on the pews of churches that have no move of God, no move of the Holy Ghost, no demonstration of the Spirit, and can feel just fine sitting in those kinds of atmospheres. I wonder in my heart sometimes what Bible they are reading from when their Bibles talk about speaking in tongues and their churches don't do it. Their Bible talks about shouting to God for joy and their churches do not shout. Their churches do not worship God demonstratively. Not trying to be ugly. I just wonder in my heart, what Bible are they reading? Or are they reading the Bible at all? Because the Bible is so clear and the Bible is so direct when it talks about the spiritual things of God. I got a little ways to cover. I hope y'all give me a few minutes here tonight. I don't want to sound mean at all in what I'm talking about here tonight, but there is a level of ignorance that's in our world today. Ignorance being unlearnedness. Amen. Simply being content to listen to what somebody regurgitates to them rather than falling in love with it for themselves and realizing the Bible has a lot to say about how we live, how we act, how we should conduct ourselves. But because of spiritual ignorance and spiritual blindness, mankind has grown comfortable. Amen. We live in an hour where the spirit world is truly alive and well and at work tonight. The Bible makes it clear that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. I want to tell you tonight, you are not saved by your own merit. You are not saved because you are a good person. You are not saved because you just go to church. You have to get your name on the roll. You have to get your name cleared with God. And it's through a born-again experience. You don't shake a preacher's hand. You don't sign a church roster. You must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. The gospel is still the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You die out when you repent of your sins. You are buried with him in baptism when you go to water like that little boy did tonight. And then you rise to walk in newness of life. That's the resurrection. When you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, you still got to have the gospel experience in your life tonight. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. The spirit world's at work. And while the world grows dull and dim to the spiritual things of God, the spirit world is working overtime to keep men and women in spiritual blindness, to keep men and women in the dark on what God has for them. Hallelujah. The Bible says the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. I'm telling you, every time the man of God steps to the pulpit and preaches truth with clarity. The light is shining. That's why the devil don't like Calvary. That's why the devil don't like this church tonight, because there's a clear light that shines forth from this place. Come on, if you're thankful for the light of truth tonight, you need to give God praise for it. Some people tonight truly do lack knowledge and awareness to what is going on around them. If you could see what's going on in this room tonight, I'd like to think that every devil's been run out of this building. But there's still some spirits that linger around because they attach themselves to people that allow them to hang around. The Holy Ghost can deliver from that. The Holy Ghost can set free from that. But you got to be tired of being bound by that. You got to be tired of entertaining that. You got to want God more than you want that. Oh, come on, somebody help me here tonight. I don't want to be spiritually blind. I don't want to be spiritually ignorant. Yes, there's people that lack knowledge and awareness, but most are truly blind tonight. Spiritual forces at work in our land today. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest this light, this glorious gospel, should shine unto them. This gospel of Christ, who is the image of God. He's not the second person. He is the image of God. Amen. The devil don't want you to understand who Jesus is. The devil wants to keep you in the dark to who God really is. But in this house, come on, I know that when the light shines, sometimes it's bright. When the light gets in your face, sometimes you want to squint at it and back up from it. But brother, don't back away. Don't shut your eyes. Open your eyes and know God's got more for you. Come on, is anybody in this house thankful for the day that the light shined under you? There's demonic powers as well as angelic powers that are at work in this very area. There are angelic spirits that are at work in this service. To them, that would be the heirs of salvation. They're here to try to help. They're here to try to intervene. They're not little gods, but they're here to help tonight. Amen. But there's demonic spirits that wants to keep you in bondage, that wants to keep you back, that wants to tell you, don't listen to that preacher. Get offended at what he's saying. Oh, no, you need to learn that there's a devil that wants you to go to hell. But there's heavenly forces that want you to go to heaven. Come on, let's worship God here for a second. Come on, reach over and grab a hold of your neighbor right now and pray for him. God, let eyes be opened. God, let truth descend in this house tonight. Don't underestimate what's going on around us here tonight. Amen. There's spirits that'll try to hold you back. There's habits that'll try to hold you back. There's things that don't want you to come to this altar. There's things that don't want you to repent. They don't want you to be baptized in Jesus' name. But they have no power in this room tonight. If you want to be set free, you can be set free. If you want deliverance, you can be delivered tonight. Woo! Spirits that want to try to divide the church, want to try to tell you, Pastor, don't love you. The church don't care. It's lies of the devil tonight. Amen. Want to try to keep that Bible study from happening. They want to try to keep that soul from being won. There's a reason for that. The devil wants you to respond incorrectly. The enemy wants to keep you in darkness. He wants to keep you in bondage tonight. But there is a light that is shining in this place. There is a light that is shining in this sanctuary tonight. I realize that there are some that would be dismissive of the claims of the supernatural world around us. Try to say that everything just happens by chance, happenstance. Just because, though, that people are blind to what's going on around them spiritually does not make it the way it really is. Amen. It doesn't matter whether you believe what I've said for the last 15 minutes. Amen. It's still the truth tonight. It doesn't matter if you've sat there and you've done turned me off and said, no, I'm just here for just a few more minutes, and I'm going to tell you, God's going to hold you accountable for what you hear tonight. God's going to hold you accountable for the truth that you've been exposed to. It's not time to play with God. It's time to get right with God. It's time to pray like never before. I truly believe that the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the more we're going to engage in spiritual warfare. If we're going to overcome, hey, you ain't just going to slide into heaven. Bible said, if the righteous scarcely be saved. I know I'm preaching old time tonight, but it's right. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where do the sinner and the ungodly appear? You're not just going to slide into heaven. If you make it, you're going to make it because you sold out to the things of God and determined in your heart, I'm going to do what God says to do, whether anybody else does or not. I wish I had a couple saints tonight that would rally behind what I'm preaching and say, that's the way it's supposed to be. You got to sell out, sir. You got to sell out, ma'am. You're not just going to slide in. You got to be determined to make it. You got to be determined to make it. You got to be determined to overcome. Well, I'm talking tonight about our response to heavenly things. There is something to be said tonight about impartation. Spiritual things have to be interacted with. You don't just get it by osmosis tonight. You're not just going to sit there and go through the routine, amen, and not have to interact with the supernatural tonight. God's not going to knock you in that aisle tonight. God's not going to force you to come pray tonight. You've got to respond to the word of the Lord. God's not going to drag you to the front. God's not going to drag you down the aisle tonight. There's not going to be some invisible force to drag you down the aisle. You got to want this. You got to be hungry for this. You got to do. Oh, I'm trying my best to help somebody here tonight. You got to want this, man. You got to interact with this. Amen. Brother Luke, where are you at? Where's Brother Lucas? Brother Lucas, stand up, son. Amen. That little boy got the Holy Ghost as fast as I've seen anybody get the Holy Ghost this morning. Come up here, buddy. Woo! Y'all give him a hand tonight. Come up here. Got a hold of him this morning. He was already almost there. I mean, he was right at the door. I don't know who was praying with him this morning. There was a, was that, are you Ken, folks? Hey, man, what kin are you to him? His great aunt. And Mimi, he identified you real quick. He's crazy about you. Hey, amen. That's Mimi. Hallelujah. Mimi and great aunt was praying with him. And I'm going to tell you what, he had his hands in the air. He had both them hands. Raise them up. He had them hands in the air, and he was giving it this, and he was moving back and forth, and it wasn't no time. He was talking in tongues as the Spirit gave him the utterance, but he had to interact. He had to interact with the Holy Ghost. He had to interact with the Spirit of God. And when that little boy did, God gave him the Holy Ghost. And God will give any grown man, any other kid, any other person in this room, the Holy Ghost, if you'll just interact with him tonight. You wonder why we're so loud. You wonder why we run. Because we know you got to interact with God. This is a relationship. Woo, let's love him again. I feel the witness of the Holy Ghost. Paul wrote to the Romans and said, "For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established." Impart means to share. The gift of the Holy Ghost is given by the laying on of hands. Oh my God, I wouldn't go to a church that didn't believe in the Holy Ghost. I wouldn't go to a church that didn't believe in talking in tongues. I wouldn't go to a church that didn't believe in this. I wouldn't go to it because they don't believe their Bible. Your Bible's full of talking in tongues. And the Holy Ghost was given by the laying on of hands. You know how Simon knew they got the Holy Ghost? Because he saw them speak in tongues. But he saw them lay hands on folks. They wouldn't just lay hands on them and say, "Repeat after me." When they laid hands on them, there was some power that flowed. When pastor lays hands on folks, I've watched it. Power flows. Because he's got something to give. Amen. When Peter and John looked at that lame man, they said, "Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have." Hey, saints of God, you need to understand who you are tonight. You need to understand what you've got tonight. You got something the world needs. You got something you can impart tonight. He saw through the laying on of hands that the Holy Ghost was given, and it made such an impact on him. Now, do you think them just repeating the sinner's prayer would have impacted him so much he'd offered money? No, he saw something spiritual take place. You go back and read the chapter, but Simon was a warlock. He'd been interacting with the dark things. He'd been interacting with spiritual things just on the wrong side of it. He knew that there was a spirit world. And he knew a spiritual manifestation when he saw it. And he knew that when these people started speaking in tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance, that that was something powerful from another world. And it's still powerful, and it's still from another world, and it's still available tonight. It's available tonight. The Holy Ghost was given by the laying on of hands. They laid hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. There's other things that are spiritually, supernaturally imparted. Amen. Paul wrote to Timothy and said, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." Amen. There is something to be said about it when somebody comes up here to the front and they want somebody to anoint them with oil and pray for them. Amen. We're not just going through some kind of ego trip. We're doing what your Bible says to do. We're laying hands on them. Why lay hands on them? Because that's the way things spiritually are imparted. Amen. Virtue flows. Nearly every miracle that Jesus performed, nearly every healing that he performed, there are a few exceptions, but I would say probably 90% of the healings that he performed, he laid hands on them. He laid hands on them. Amen. There was an earthly response to the heavenly that they encountered. Let me tell you something tonight. You may not understand everything about this yet. You don't have to understand all of this yet. You don't have to have it all figured out. You may be thinking, "My God, I know there's something to this. I feel something, but I think these folks are crazy." That's okay. That's okay. You're not the first one. You won't be the last. But I promise you, listen to me, you just keep coming. You just keep coming. Don't let it scare you away. It's real. What you're feeling is real. That's not the air conditioner you feel. That's the Holy Ghost you feel. Amen. And if you'll let the Holy Ghost have his way, he'll fill you tonight. Come on, let's worship God here for a second. I'm just about done. Come on, are there any Holy Ghost filled people in this house? I'm just going to randomly pick somebody here tonight. Amen. My brother right here in the blue shirt, stand up. Yeah, you in trouble. Did you understand everything about this when you got in church? Say it again.
Not at all.
But you knew it was real, didn't you? You knew there was something to it, didn't you? Amen. I don't really know this man except for just being around him here in this church. I don't know nothing about his history. Don't know anything about his background. But I'm going to tell you something. He knew that it was real because it impacted his life. It changed his direction. It changed the way he was living. Hikamashatabahaya. And it's still changing people's lives. It's still changing their direction. But listen to me. I feel like I'm trying to help somebody digest this tonight. You don't have to understand it all to get it. God will fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, without you understanding how to teach all the nuances of Scripture. You know, that's a trick of the devil to try to keep you out of the church. Is tell you, well, you don't understand that, so why do you want that? Well, there's things you did in the world you didn't understand. There's stuff you just did because everybody else around you was doing it. But you participated in it because everybody else was doing it, but you didn't understand what you was doing. Why are you going to let the lying devil try to keep you out of what you know is real? What you know is genuine. You know it's real. That's why you keep coming. That's why you keep coming. That's why you keep walking in these doors. It's not just because you like the music, and it's all right to like the music. Thank God for anointed singing around here. Thank God for Holy Ghost music around this church, but that's not the reason why you keep coming. That's not the reason you keep coming. The Holy Ghost is drawing you. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm trying to pull somebody out of the fire. The devil's trying to convince you. You don't need that. You can go down to the other church. They don't require all of that. I'm telling you, you better listen to this preacher tonight. God wants you to have this. God wants you to be full of the Holy Ghost. God wants to save your soul. There's a response that's got to come. And I have just a few more minutes. Pastor, can I have a few more minutes? Nicodemus, he came by night. He was a religious leader of that day. He sat on the council. He rubbed shoulders with the religious aristocracy of that day. He was a teacher of the Word of God. And he says to the Lord, he comes by the cover of night because he doesn't want to be labeled as one of them. Hey, let me tell you something. If you're going to get in the church, you need to quit worrying about what your family thinks about you. Listen, you need to quit worrying about what them friends are going to say about you. Well, if I get the Holy Ghost and talk in tongues and I go to them Pentecostal churches, they're going to know I'm a tongue talker and they're going to make fun of me. Who cares? Listen. You could very well be the person that helps them to see the light of truth. The devil's trying to keep you out of the church because he knows the impact you're going to make on them friends. And all them people that he's telling you is going to make fun of you, it could be that you're going to teach them a Bible study about the Holy Ghost. But whether they come in or not, You listen to this preacher tonight, whether they come in or not, really and truly should make no bearing on whether or not you get this. Whether your mama believes it, whether your daddy believes it, that's a moot point. Amen. It's in your Bible tonight. It's in your Bible tonight. And you've got to respond to spiritual things the right way. You've got to respond to heavenly things the right way. Don't reject truth. Don't reject truth. Nicodemus came by the cover of night. You can be seated. He came by cover of night because, again, he didn't want to be identified with them. And he asked Jesus, he says, first of all, he makes a statement. He said, we know. Who was the we? Them guys that's down there at the temple. He said, we know that thou art a teacher sent from God, because no man can do these things except God be with him. Oh yeah, in the light, they were saying, he's of the devil. In the light, they was trying to dissuade everybody and say, that's of the devil. Hey, these people's told you this tongue talking's of the devil. There's people that have tried to tell you that this is not right and this is not what you need to be a part of. I'm tonight trying my best to help you, brother, to help you, sir, to help you, ma'am, to understand. It don't matter what they're saying. It matters what God is telling you. He said, we know you're a teacher sent from God. We know this. And the Lord totally cuts the chase. Jesus looks at him and says, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, I don't care what your pedigree is. I don't care how religious your family has been. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just telling you what Jesus told another man. He said, you must be born again. It does not matter what your background. It don't matter if you're religious background, or it don't matter if you come from a drug addict's home. Amen. The answer is still the same. You must be born again. You must. You must. And instead of responding correctly, I'm talking about your response to heavenly things. Nicodemus responds with an earthly response. How can a man be born a second time? What are you talking about, Lord? Shall he enter a second time into his mother's womb? I mean, could you explain that a little bit better? He's caught up with fleshly thinking. He's caught up with carnal thinking tonight. And some of you are trying to digest what I'm preaching to you. And the enemy's in your ear tonight saying, if you could just get up and get out of here, you never have to deal with that again. I'm telling you, this is going to follow you out of this building tonight. You got to answer God. You got to answer these heavenly things tonight. It'd be better if you just respond to God tonight. Amen. It'd be better for you just to get right tonight. Don't try to run from God, Jonah. Don't try to run from God. Jesus is trying to bring Nicodemus the truth. He says it again, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot see or enter the kingdom of God. And he says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Somebody tried to say one time that being born again of the water was the first birth. Talking about your natural birth. That's not what that's talking about. If he was talking about that, he wouldn't have made the statement I just read to you. He wasn't talking about natural birth. He was talking about being born again. Don't you let somebody dupe you out of this tonight. Don't you let somebody talk you out of this. Oh my God. Come on, church, pray. Come on, church, pray. Come on, sir. You gotta respond. You gotta respond, ma'am. You gotta respond to what God is trying to tell you. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Come on, there's conviction in this house tonight. There's a stirring in this house tonight. Come on, the Holy Ghost wants you to have the indwelling of His Spirit tonight. Jesus was giving great revelation to this man, but because he was failing to respond correctly and looking at it simply through his earthly understanding, he responded incorrectly. He said, "How can these things be?" All of it sounds good. All of it looks good. Oh, but I don't know if God will do it for me. I'm telling you tonight, God will do it for you. I'm telling you tonight, God will not only touch your spirit and work the greatest miracle by filling you with the Holy Ghost, but there's some hurts in your heart that God wants to heal tonight. There's some scars from your family life that God wants to heal tonight. God wants to heal your spirit tonight. God wants to heal your spirit. Jesus now addresses not only Nicodemus, but all that Nicodemus represents. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know." I'm preaching to you tonight what I know. I'm not telling you about something that I have not experienced for myself. I'm not talking to you about something that I don't know for myself. I'm speaking to you about something that I know for myself. And I can testify about that which I have seen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us that the Lord spoke to Nicodemus and he said, in light of all of that, you don't receive our witness. And I've told you, or if I told you of earthly things and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Don't be like that tonight. Don't be like that tonight. Don't be rejecting of what God's trying to tell you and what God's trying to give to you. I don't want to make it so difficult for you tonight, but I'm telling you, you've got to come to grips and understand, I've got to get a hold of this. I got to get a hold of this. It don't matter what nobody else thinks. I'm talking to you tonight about heavenly things and your response to them. Jesus did not change his message to placate the mind of a man who was set on seeing it his way instead of God's way. That's dangerous, folks. Whenever somebody purposes in their heart, it don't matter what the Bible says. I'm not preaching to you Reader's Digest. I'm preaching to you the Word of God tonight. It matters what the Word of God says. And whether you receive it or not, it's up to you. But it does not change the book. It does not change the Word tonight. Come on, let's love the Lord again. I'm almost done. Ooh, shataya la mohosaya. God wants you to have this. God wants you to experience this. But you hear this preacher tonight. You gotta want this. You gotta want this. You gotta respond to this. Ikalamo shatalamaya. There's a response that's expected of us tonight. There's a response that is expected of us tonight. Zechariah was told that Elizabeth would bear a son and the name would be John. And he couldn't believe it. It was a heavenly messenger that brought him the word and he couldn't believe it. I'm not an angel tonight, but I'm giving you a message tonight. It's up to you to believe it. It's up to you to receive it tonight. Amen. Zechariah heard a word from heaven, but he rejected what was told to him. But it didn't change the truth of what was going to happen. Amen. Even though he didn't believe it, guess what? His wife was expecting a baby anyway. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you reject this, it don't change one thing about the Word of God. If you reject this, God's Word's still going to be true, whether you receive it or not. But I'm telling you, it's on your terms tonight. If you want this, you got to receive it. You got to embrace it tonight. The ball's in your court, sir. Ma'am, the ball's in your court. You got to respond to heavenly things. Come on, all over this house, lift up your voice, lift up your hands. Come on, somebody needs to obey the Holy Ghost here tonight. Come on, the presence of God is so thick in this house right now. It's thick in this room right now. Quit worrying about what they're going to say about you. My God, I feel that in my spirit tonight. Quit worrying about what they're going to say about you. Quit worrying about what they're going to think about you. It does not matter what they think. What matters is what God has been dealing with you about. You need to respond to it. You need to respond to it. Ooh. Yala moshatayara maya. Hikayala mohoshiandaya. Come on. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to understand it all. But you do got to respond to him tonight. Come on, let's stand all over this house. Come on, let's not lose what we've got a hold of right now. Come on, the touch of the Lord has walked into this house on a Sunday evening. Come on, the touch of God has flowed into this house on a Sunday evening. Come on, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with what God's been telling you?
It's time to come unto me with your heart. I will fill you. I will bless you. I will renew you. But God, I say, before time runs out on you.
Come on, what's your response going to be? What is your response going to be? Young man, what is your response going to be? Come on. Come on. Come on. Yield yourself to him tonight. Come on, if you'll repent, God will forgive you. You'll call on him tonight. He'll hear you. Come on, he loves you tonight. He loves Shatalamaya. Come on, take somebody by the hand tonight. Pray with them. Come on. Come on, all over this room. It's not time to be looking around. It's time to pray. What is your response to heavenly things tonight? Come on, God's give you a word tonight. What is your response to heavenly things? Come on, you know too much to be lost. You know too much to be lost. You know too much to go to hell. Come on, saints, pray. Come on, saints, pray. Come on, there's people praying all over this house. Come on. I wouldn't leave here without the Holy Ghost. I wouldn't leave here without the Holy Ghost. Come on, you got to plug in. You got to plug in. Maybe it's been a little bit since you prayed. Maybe it's been a little while since you prayed through. Come on. I touch God tonight. What is your response to heavenly things?